Outcast of Redwall, Disc 8.
Toggart was awake before Bryony the next day, unpacking food for them both from the haversack he had made up before leaving the abbey. Picking a king cup, he placed it gently between the mousemaid's folded paws.
"Wake you up, 'tis a brand new day, or I'll eat all the victuals and run away."
Bryony sat up staring at the flower.
"Where did this come from?"
Toggart busied himself, slicing coal deeper than ever pie.
"How should I know, missy? It be thine own business if you want to roam around all night a-picking flowers, or I?"
Bryony curtsied prettily to her mole friend.
"Thank you, sir. Oh, deeper than ever pie with dandelion and burdock cordial. What a good breakfast."
They dallied a while after the meal, enjoying the bright summer morn. Then packing their gear, Bryony and Toggart set off, still trekking southwest. About mid-morn, they reached the top of a high grassy hill and stopped momentarily to enjoy the breeze. The mousemaid looked around.
"You know, if this hill were any higher, I bet I could see the tip of Redwall Abbey from here. It's not that far away, really. Only just over a day's journey."
Toggart was looking the other way. Shading his eyes against the sun, he peered southwest before scanning all the land around.
"Here, missy, look it. There be some beasts a-wandering o' yon."
Bryony looked hard in the direction he was pointing. She could make out a huddle of dark shapes.
"Well, I don't think it could be Vale. He'd be travelling the wrong way. Can you make out how many of them there are?"
Toggart had exceptionally good eyes for a mole.
"Looks like two. Nay, three. Aye, it be three. Here, what if they be full beasts or villains?"
Bryony decided that they should lie flat so that the other beasts could not easily see them. Stretched out on the hilltop, they watched until the trio drew closer. Bryony stood up.
"They're dormice. Looks like two of them are only small. Come on, Toggart, they won't harm us. Let's find out what they're doing in this country."
The two little dormice were weeping piteously, clinging to the blanket draped about old Hoffy's shoulder. He had a wound on his head, crusted with dried blood around a swelling lump. Staggering crazily toward Bryony and Toggart, he fell, pushing the babes from him as he toppled over. Bryony was at his side in an instant.
"Oh, you poor thing! What happened?"
she cried. Damping a cloth, she bathed the dormouse's head as he relayed a halting account of the previous night.
"Ferret said his name was Bunfold. He camped with us. Gave him supper and a blanket to sleep. Must have rolled over and burnt my paw in the fire embers. Woke me up this morning. Head aching. Food gone. Knife and staff gone too. Ferret gone and all."
Bryony looked at Toggart and shook her head.
"Bunfold. That could only be Vale. Build a fire and take care of the babes, Toggart. I'll see what I can do for this old fellow. He's not badly injured. He should be all right."